blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is sold out. So here's the only way you can get tickets. Win them right now. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, all playing Alice in Winterland. This is our holiday party. We want you to be there with us. And here's how to win tickets. By the way, you win this pair of tickets right now. You're in the running for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. So yes, so win these tickets. We're doing this hourly. Here is this hour's code word. It's snow, S-N-O-W. This hour's code word is snow. Take the word snow, text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. For this show, Alice in Winterland sold out. This hour's code word is snow. Excuse me. The Golden Bachelorette, for those of you who care, this is your night. Golden Bachelorette ends tonight on ABC. We figure out who I think her name is Joanne or something.
Joanne?
Well, yeah, she's an old lady, so, you know. She's got an old lady named Joanne.
Joanne's not an old lady name.
Are you sure about that? So, Golden Bachelorette tonight, ABC, this is the first season finale. There was a Golden Bachelor. This lady was she's very attractive, I will say. And she's like, I don't know, 70. Looking good.
And
didn't go overboard. I haven't watched any of it. I'm sure she found love though, right?
Do we know if she took them back to the...
Oh, the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Oh, she boned all of them. Once you get to a certain age, you're just like, who cares?
Let's just do this.
I do what I want. Yeah. I got to try these guys out.
I'm living for me.
Yeah.
I have a round of sausage whenever I want.
Right. I'm going to help myself to a round of sausage.
Round of sausage.
Yeah. By the way, I actually did just help myself to a round of sausage. I had a little meat stick that John gave me yesterday, which sounds worse than it is. And now I am regretting it. I'm burping that up. You know, you might burp up the round of sausage and you don't really... Got to be careful. Got to choose your sausage carefully, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
A couple quick texts, if I could, because I know there are people out there who are above the round of sausage soundbite. I'm...
Right, like it's too low. We get it. We're very low-hanging fruit.
I am dying of laughter over the treat yourself a round of sausage. Ugh. I can't with y'all. Ha, ha, ha. I hope treat yourself a round of sausage is the new OFOC, Jane Odyssey. I'm cracking up. Thanks so much. Haven't laughed that hard in months. Mm. Love you guys for this gift of sausage.
You're welcome for the sausage. Treat yourself.
We didn't even do it.
No. And honestly, I really thought it would just be fun to see if you could figure out the puzzle. But it turned out that the guy's answer was the thing.
Well, you can. That's the funny part that I tried to point out. You have to say I'm going to solve, or you could just keep guessing letters. Like
yes.
If you're trying to, you know, solve, but yep. You could have, he had the hand. He could have said, let me go for, what did he say? Tea.
Right.
Or.
Well, what? Then it would have been over anyway. There were no T's in it, right?
Right. Well, I'm just saying like, you know, that there he is.
Right. I guess we should say that treat yourself a round of sausage was a guess on Wheel of Fortune for a puzzle that solved to give yourself a round of applause.
It didn't fit anywhere.
And it didn't fit at all. And you had a
treat
lot of
treat yourself a round of sausage.
805 says, I've been laughing so hard for 10 minutes. The sausage guy and you all are the best.
Oh.
Anyway, back to this thing. We don't have to if you want to keep going. I mean, honestly, those are a lot more fun.
I was trying to defend our obsession with the sausage guy by explaining some people like it.
Mm.
Those of you who are all, this.
There's some people who are.
No, but I assume they are out there.
Right. Going, those children
above
on that show.
Ugh.
Ugh. There's something on tonight. If you love the Property Brothers, which I don't. I'm going to say.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I'm on record as. If they weren't twins, there's nothing there. Like they only work because they're twins. One of them is a construction guy and he wears his hard hat and he's got his tool belt on. The other guy's a real estate agent. He's got his like suit on. It's so dumb for real. And they're not that good. And every house they do looks the same. So they've got a new show. It's called Don't Hate Your House with the Property Brothers. 9 o'clock on HGTV and something called Max. I don't know what that is. Then I'm only mentioning this because I've said it a couple times, Sandy. This is for you. Lacey Chabert plays a widow who brings a hunky snowman to life on Netflix. It's called Hot Frosty. Can he teach her to laugh and love again before he melts?
I've had more than one friend through the election and beyond say, I think I'm going to try Sandy's holiday recipe, which is just avoid the news, watch Hallmark and Lifetime television shows, and keep the good times rolling.
Just right. Exactly. Why bog yourself down in the horrors of politics? And listen, I'm about to tell you something that's going to make you forget all about politics. I mean, if you want to, that's the thing. You have to want to. You have to try. There's something called Call Me Ted on Max tonight. It's a 6-part documentary about the life of TBS founder and billionaire philanthropist Ted Turner. Interesting dude that I know some people will be.
Husband of Jane Fonda at one point.
There's also a documentary called Return. This for you, Dad. The Return of the King. The Fall and Rise of Elvis Presley. It's a documentary on Netflix. So if you love Elvis Presley, and I know you do, Dad. Also, Survivor's on tonight. Now, some of us can sit through the ads and watch that. And others of us will watch it tomorrow. John and I started watching Salem's Lot, which I thought it was going to be a series.
It's just a movie?
It's just a movie. It's new. It's just been released. I guess they shot it a couple years ago.
And this is based on the Stephen King book. I just reread that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It seems to be pretty true to that. It's been years since I read Salem's Lot, but it does seem to be pretty true to it. And it's weird. I don't know. The casting is just okay. We're only halfway through it because I thought we were just going to watch an episode or two. And I'm like, when is this episode going to end? And we look and I'm like, oh, this is a movie.
And it's what, 3 hours?
It's like almost 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like an hour and 50 minutes or something.
Yeah, I watched it.
And what did you think? Don't tell me because we're going to finish it.
Yeah, finish it.
I got to say that it has that old school, like badass special effects feel, like the glowing eyes and stuff. I'm like, that's cheesy, but okay. It is a creepy story. They get right to it. And right off the bat, there's this cute little boy, and you're like, not little Henry or whatever his name is.
Yeah, but
he's so cute. So sad. Anyway, there's that stuff that's on TV. So when the world's falling apart, don't worry. We're not talking about that. Sandy, we are your answer to politics. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive was revealed last night on Stephen Colbert's show. I guess he's been doing this for a few years. I watch monologues on all the late night shows. I didn't know he was the guy who reveals People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive year after year. Do you want to guess from all the hot guys that are out there right now, who's our guy this year?
The first name that came to mind for me was Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, he's been the sexiest man alive.
Okay, well then I don't know.
Yeah, it's. Do you want to take a guess, or do you already know?
I already know.
Okay, it's John Krasinski, and he's not the sexiest man alive, but he is charming. John Krasinski is the guy from The Office. Jack Ryan in the Tom Clancy.
Yeah, I was going to say from his humble beginnings on The Office,
where he's a dorky office dude.
He's built himself quite the career, and turned out like he got one of the hottest, most successful wives in Hollywood.
Yeah. He's married to Emily Blunt, and they have this whole routine they do together where they're talking, but also they might barf.
Oh, I like that.
It's really,
I'm really good at that.
No, you're not good at it.
No, I'm
trying to show you how it's done. You know how you don't do it? By going, oh, I'm going to barf. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's to stick your own fingers down your throat. That's just you're like an anorexic.
That's not what happens.
Or bulimic.
By the way, Joanne did not bone any of them. At least she said she wasn't going to.
Oh, God.
Joanne, the...
Don't be so chaste.
Elderly...
Oh, is her name Joanne? I totally guessed at her name.
Yeah, Joanna's 61. She told the men there's no sex in the fantasy
61.
Suites.
She's Tracy only 61. Morgan I'm Hill. Practically 61.
And right. You called her an old lady.
I would call myself an old lady, too. She actually, I feel like she looks 70. Oh, what does that say about
it's
me?
Allowed, though, I would think, for a lady who's going to bone six guys to say, I'm not boning any of them. I mean, it's public. You don't really want to say, oh, yeah.
So
I plowed right through the whole list of contestants and went back for seconds with some of them.
So she probably did do that. But then she was like, look, I'm not going, you know, I have grandchildren and they're going to watch this show. They don't need to know that Nan has been boning all the dudes. So let's keep it on the down low and let's get busy.
Yeah.
Well, let's get busy. Well. Let's make out and do stuff. Oh, we made out. It felt great. We went further. It was awesome.
One of the things when I talk to people who are, you know, relationships are falling apart or whatever is the spark thing is a thing.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
Yes.
And if you don't,
it gets you going.
I feel like at least you have to understand that if you're in a relationship with another person, be it man or woman and woman and guy on guy, like that other person, they may have the spark even if you don't and they want to do stuff.
Right.
You got to be like, I want to be in this, so I'm going to.
Right.
Or go find someone that you are sparked by.
Yeah.
Good God.
The problem is, you know, what you can be sparked by somebody and then you still really dig them and you feel like, oh, they're so great, but you just don't feel like doing them anymore. And every time you get with someone new, you're like, oh, now it's now this. Now I can't get enough until you get enough. And then you're like, oh, well, yeah.
Oh, they say,
just hang out.
There's a lot of misspellings here, 707, but they're saying, no, her name's Joan, not Joanne.
Okay.
Well, it corrects to...
Correct. I literally took a wild guess on that one. I thought it was like a Joe or Joanne or something. Joan it is. Joan's also kind of an old lady name. Isn't it? No. I don't know.
I would say
any
of
young
the
Jones.
Two, Joan is more old than Joanne.
Yeah.
Of the two.
Right.
They're both
old. I like some of the old fashioned names though,
I do
but
too.
Joan just feels like it's old. Sorry about it, Joan. Thanks for listening. Anyway, John Krasinski is the sexiest man alive,
all
you
right.
guys. Just so you know, when he got the news, he said, just immediate blackout, actually. Zero thoughts, other than maybe I'm being punked. You know what's funny about, there's a crop of hot dudes these days who are, they're, it's like, I call it the Ryan Reynolds effect, and I just made that up. But it's the, I'm funny, I'm cool, I don't care that much, I'm just a dude, what? It's that guy. You know, it's like in the things they say and in the way that they, you know, try to have the swagger that Ryan Reynolds has.
Paul Rudd's one of those guys.
Paul Rudd is. John Krasinski's one. Even Ryan Gosling is kind of just trying to be that. Hey, what? I'm Ken. Just Ken. The only one pulling it, Ryan. So this doesn't change anything for John Krasinski, he says. He lives in Brooklyn with his wife, Emily Blunt, and their two daughters. Brooklyn. He says, I think it's going to make me do more household chores. After this comes out, she'll be like, all right, that means you're going to have to actually earn it here at home. Talk about the spark. What? I like to think they're still doing it.
I don't get the logic in that.
I don't either. Doesn't matter. I just wanted to remind you that they're married. And
that they don't do it.
Yeah, because they're married. Hello.
That's great.
They have two kids. Are you kidding me? Please. Although she seems like she's like, all right, once a week, fine, I'll do it.
That's your read on her?
Be quick about it. I don't have all day, but two daughters. Which former People's Sexiest Man Alive are you most compatible with based on your zodiac sign? Well, since you guys have been trying to put your list together, I thought we could talk about this.
I'm an Aries.
I'm aware.
Oh.
I'm already looking at your man.
Who is it?
It's someone we talked quite a bit about yesterday. May or may not be on steroids.
Oh, The Rock.
It's The Rock. And he is looking veiny af in this. He looks like his neck is so thick, his face is like the back of a thumb. It's like if you drew The Rock's face on the back, like a really good drawing of it on the back of your thumb and then held it up like this, but then, I don't know, put some shoulders on it, kind of like, I guess like this. That's The Rock right there. He is so bulbous. And then I don't know what these muscles are, the ones that go like from mid neck down to down your shoulder.
Traps. Those are traps. Okay.
Yeah. He might have the biggest trap doors I've ever seen. They are so big. They make his shoulders look kind of sloped down.
Trap doors.
Whatever.
They build well. You can do shrugs. You just pick up dumbbells and just do this. And you're building that up.
It actually looks like it hurts him to smile. You know how sometimes when people are flexing, they actually look like, I'm smiling. You try to look like they're smiling, but they're really just like,
you know what's
I'm flexing and I might prolapse my back door.
What's weird about that guy is, and I know that he's probably been offered things and not taken them probably, but he has the superhero body and did that one, was it Black Adam?
Yeah.
And it flopped. Mm. And so there's no more superhero, at least right now, that I know of. But what is he doing that's he needs to stay in the gym like that for?
Red one.
I know, that's a flop. It's going to bomb. Or at least they're saying so.
Well, he needs to keep getting cast in things that pay him $25 million. So they're like, what? It's The Rock and he's in peak physical condition. We're getting him.
If he cut it in half, he'd be a little bit more believable in anything he does.
I go all the way, man. All the way. Since your zodiac sign is governed by Mars, Vinny, you thrive on physical challenges and adrenaline-fueled adventures.
I do.
And The Rock is determined and steadfast, and that's just what Aries needs. So that's for you.
Mm.
What are you?
Do me. Cancer.
Do me.
Do me.
Hold on. Oh, geez. Cancer is Dr. McDreamy.
Oh.
It's Patrick Dempsey.
Mm.
I think he was the sexiest man alive like last year.
He's not in my top 50.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good picture of him here.
He'll always be the nerd from Can't Buy Me Love in my mind.
Oh. I was really bummed out by mine. Scorpio.
What's yours?
Listen up. So I'm looking through and there's Ryan Reynolds. He's for Virgo. And there's, I'm not really a huge fan of Chris Evans. He's for Libra. Let me see a few of the other ones here before I get to mine. Because mine was such a bummer. Taurus, you lucky ducks. It's Chris Hemsworth. Gemini is Matthew McConaughey. Maybe a few years ago. Leo is Michael B. Jordan. Lucky. Virgo, again, for John. John's a Virgo. So he gets to have Ryan Reynolds. Libra is Chris Evans. Scorpio. It's George Clooney.
Oh, good for you.
Ugh.
Congratulations.
It's like of all these guys, Sagittarius, you get to have Paul Rudd. Capricorn, you get to have Idris Elba. Aquarius, you get Channing Tatum. He's got a Channing all over you, Tatum. Even John Legend, if you're a Pisces. Did I get them all? Yeah.
But I would never.
All of them, I'm like, figures is George Clooney.
Ever do John Legend. Ever.
Why?
I am not into that guy.
He would like sing and play piano for you.
Zip it, guy.
I want to be sitting facing him while he's playing piano around the back side of me. We're on the piano bench and I'm like on his lap. He's right here and his arms around me. He's playing some and singing to me while we're doing stuff.
A round of sausage.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself, I'm going to treat myself.
No, I'm not into that guy.
To a round of sausage.
If he wants to sing to me, let's hear you do a Metallica cover.
Oh, I bet you he would have some fun.
If he can do a serviceable job on that, we might have something to talk about. But otherwise, I don't want to hear your smooth moves.
Well, whatever. I'll take anyone on this list besides George Clooney. Ugh. I get it. A lot of people like him, but not me. Reader's Choice. I guess this is like what the 350,000 people decided who was going to be the sexiest man alive. But that isn't the total determination of this. So I guess they picked all different ones, like sexiest handyman. Here are your choices. The Property Brothers, Ty Pennington, some guy named maybe Bobcat. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. It's Jonathan Knight. Isn't he a new kid on the block? He's got a farm show. And then Chip Gaines. Which one of them won?
Chip.
Chip won.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
A doppelganger.
And our guy's better looking than that guy.
Thanks.
How about sexiest guy who's been married a long time? You got Denzel Washington. You got Kevin Bacon. You got Tim McGraw. And you got, did I say Ted Danson? Ted Danson, Kevin Bacon, Denzel Washington, and Tim McGraw. Who won that one? Reader's Choice.
For me, that's Denzel.
You like Denzel?
I like Ted Danson.
It was Tim McGraw.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Looks like he's a bunch of work done.
Someone wrote in and said, Ryan Gosling's Botox is tragic. Look it up. Oh my God.
Ooh. Can you see if you can find me some pictures? That's a before and after. He's not that old, is he? In the 40s?
Yeah.
I'd watched The Fall Guy. I thought he actually looked pretty good in that.
I liked that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be a rom-com, but it was still good.
You know what I'm talking about, though, about that sort of, the, you know, the Ryan Reynolds effect? Like, this is how to be a cool guy or something? Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
You know, I do think
No, Ryan, no!
He just looks a little chubbier, man.
No, he looks like he got the filler. He got it all around his nasolabial folds. That is terrible. Did somebody F with that picture? That is, Ryan, you just
I think everybody in Hollywood feels
the pressure.
Do you have the quote from Ben Affleck for your news?
No. What do you got?
It was something where, and I think this is when he was still married to J-Lo, but he said something like, I'm one mistake from being canceled, and I'm also one, like, at any time, the phone could stop ringing. And so while these guys could have a 20-year run and you're like, man, Ben Affleck still going strong, they still have that reality that the phone goes cold and doesn't ring and they may not be working again.
Right.
And suddenly they're like,
and they've got a house and a
household. We've
got
to sell the third, fourth, and fifth houses.
Staffs.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gosling.
You start living at that level. With that kind of money is what you need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Still, though, dude, you didn't do yourself any favors. I thought he was aging beautifully. I thought he looked really good. Oh, damn. What have you done?
Oh.
You know, can you get me a good before and after? Like, I don't like that one. I like the ones where the first ones you showed me. Let's get those up there. Yeah, that's the one. Where his face is just, he honestly looks like somebody just stuck cotton balls way up at his cheeks. Terrible. Oh. Ryan, you beautiful, beautiful man, formerly. This next one is, I'm looking through PeopleMagazine.com. Oh, shoot, I'm out of time. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2024. It's all out there for you. Enjoy it. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff. Right. Hold on.
Let's hear all about it.
Fun shapes of pasta are delicious, and a mom got arrested after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, I'll do it. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. How about tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour? Oh my God! What? It's ending? I haven't seen it yet. I need to go. Here's how to win. It's very simple. Get the Audacy app. AUDACY. I know it's a made-up word. Don't worry. You'll figure it out. Get it on the App Store. Get it on Google Play. The Odyssey app. It's free. Create an account. Log in and listen to Alice for at least an hour a day. And that gets you a daily entry. You could wind up with a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and a 2-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by us, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check us out over there. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show.
I love it.
Make sure to stay updated by checking out our Facebook page. Okay, I got breaking news. I don't have a lot of detail, but I'm going to share this with you. Oh.
This sounds exciting.
Do you want to try another one?
No, that's fine. I kind of, I'm enjoying the disappointment. It's good.
That better?
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll stick with
it. All right. Yeah, I mean.
All right. Try it again. Breaking news.
Bay Area Rapid Transit District officials announced the Embarcadero was closed at 6:19 a.m. for SFPD assistance. This is here in downtown San Francisco. The Embarcadero BART station in San Francisco closed this morning after a person was fatally stabbed.
Oh.
They responded at 5:40 in the morning to a report of a stabbing. Oh. The victim was located and CPR was initiated on the person by the San Francisco Police Department. But it looks like that station again. Let me find the exact wording there. So that station is closed.
So they're just, trains are going through.
There are delays everywhere as well. They say the trains are all being held during the closure.
Oh.
So there's a major delay on the SF line in all directions due to a police activity that was announced about 1 hour ago from now.
Oh, no.
So they're looking for the suspect, and this person is deceased. And, you know, if you, I don't have any comments on this. I don't know anything about it beyond what I just read to you. But if you come into, if you come into downtown San Francisco regularly at that hour, it's, I just had it happen this morning. I'm sitting at a light and there's a dude. It's look, you kind of have some idea if someone's homeless, they're carrying, you know, multiple things. This is a dude who's just walking and smoking a grit. You got a big parka on. Younger guy, and I'm thinking, and I'm watching him walk across the street in front of me, and I'm thinking, is he just getting home or just going out? You know what I mean?
Or is he just trying to look dangerous so that no one
I don't know, but it's just one of those.
You have to put a mean look on your face that time of the
At that hour, you kind of wonder, like, what? Where are you walking around?
I always walk, because I have to walk through.
Yeah, you have a couple blocks you have to walk through.
Yeah, I always have my hood up.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So you pull your hood on, and you try to look like, what, do you just, like, have an aggressive swagger?
I definitely will straighten up and,
keep your eyes open.
Yeah, yeah.
Head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel, and then the hood goes off if somebody's walking by so that they can see that, hey, I see you walking by me.
Mm.
I got my eye on you.
Right.
Oh.
Do you put like a mean look too on your face? Like,
no, because most of the time it's just somebody screaming obscenities for no reason. And yeah, not at me.
It's scary in the morning. It's just, you know, we get here so early. It's super dark o'clock and it's very like, oh no.
Yeah,
I'm not going to wait at this light because that guy's coming. I'm going to keep rolling.
If you take BART, there are closures, there are shutdowns, there is a stoppage. So
about 20 minutes is the last report.
Oh,
that's the reason.
Okay.
Clay came home last night in a different uniform, but
he was still beloved.
There was a big deal given and it's deserved and it's super cool. And if you see any of the footage, you'll probably feel the same way as I did, which is he's awesome. And it's a bummer that he's not here anymore. But we won. So that's good. 120 to 117. And I saw footage of him just thanking the Warriors because the entire Chase Center came out to welcome him in.
Mm.
All the Warriors, staff. And pardon me. So that's kind of cool. And
that's
then
great.
They showed videos and all the stuff. So neat.
Well, it's great. I mean, that's actually, it shows real sportsmanship and, you know, and gratitude.
Well,
I like it.
And the Splash Brothers are a thing. Like, these guys were the best shooters and they still are great. But at one time we had them in the same backcourt on our team. So it was pretty cool. And, you know, it sucks that time and
nothing
budgets become a thing for everyone eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's that. Poll found we spend 6 hours a day or a quarter of our life consuming content.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that's a new word, the content thing, but it does feel like.
I'm a content creator. We are content creators, Vin.
No, I understand.
Like it or not, right?
I understand. I feel like I'm a radio guy.
Yes.
And I do radio.
I'm a jabberjaw.
And that's what I do. And I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. I love radio. I love doing radio. I don't feel like I'm in competition with some YouTuber, you know.
Right. I'm like, with you.
No, we do what we do. Mm-hmm. You do what you do. Eh.
Well, it's funny. Like, everybody has a podcast these days, including us. We have a podcast, but our podcast is the thing that we do.
We're doing it now.
We're doing it right. If you're listening to it, we did this hours ago or whenever, days ago, years ago. It's a weird thing. Like, I feel like, and Maddie was like one of the pioneers in the podcast world. Like, he left Alice years ago and went over.
I think he's the premier podcast guy in the world.
Yeah, the podfather.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the podfather. Is it true, though? Like, would you say that you're in the top echelon of people who, like, put the whole podcast thing together? Like, what do you?
I'm on the board of governors for the Podcasting Academy, which is.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's the.
What?
It's like our Motion Pictures Academy for the podcast industry. It's $1 billion industry, Sarah. It's a big deal.
Damn. That's. I feel like we, you know,
we're not seeing any money from that.
We're just
sure.
Well, I came back to radio. So.
You and your group of
gotcha.
Podcast billionaires.
Nobody's seeing any of that money. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Somebody's seeing it.
Anyway,
the hot Tui girl is the one seeing it.
Oh my god, that girl!
Please.
I was thinking about her yesterday. I'm like, where's she?
You were?
Now? Yeah.
She's making a ton of money.
Because someone wrote in and said when we were talking about what's the country guy's name that's got himself into hot water.
Oh, Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan. Someone wrote in and said the girl that he dumped, who's
Chicken Fry.
Chicken Fry, was the first person to interview Hawk Tua. And I thought, okay, we're still in this world, though, of sort of.
So she must have reached out to the, because the first person to interview the Hawk Tua is the one who got the, unknown person who actually asked her what was her
after
trek.
After the fame started, right. That's apparently where she did her first interview.
Because she's a podcast content creator, this Brianna Chicken Fry.
And by the way, I don't know enough about that story, and people were writing in and saying, you don't know, you gotta
right.
look
We deep. Don't know,
I
we don't know.
And I want to say something real quick to everyone listening, because I am an alcoholic, and there was a point, in the old building where I was driving home every day and saying, not today. I am not going to drink today. And then I would get off the exit, go to the liquor store, buy booze, and go back home and drink. So I am very well aware of what addiction can do to your life. But I also can speak from experience. At some point, and I'm talking about Chicken Fry right now, right. If she was caught in a narcissist relationship, I get it. There's an addiction and there's head games. And you're caught in it. At some point, though, you have to be accountable for yourself. And you have to say to yourself, I'm not going to live this life this way. Mm. And so I'm not saying she's at fault. I'm not in it. Because a lot
and
of people wrote
easy.
In and
We're
said,
not saying it's easy to
You guys
to
are making
Jesus
fun and- of this. This girl was being mistreated. I'm not saying that. I don't know what their deal was. It seemed, based on what Sarah was reading to us, kind of benign.
I agree.
But maybe there's way more gnarly things that we don't know about.
Right.
I still will say at some point for anyone listening to this, if you're stuck in a thing where your gut says,
reach
this
out
is wrong.
Yeah.
This isn't making me happy. I'm miserable. You've got to take action for it. You have to be accountable for your own life at some point and make changes. And I had to do the same for myself. So I'm talking from experience when I say, at some point, maybe you need to make a dramatic change in how things are going
right.
in order to pull yourself out of the nosedive.
And if you're scared for your safety, go to the police. Believe me, they can put you in touch with people who can protect you and help you and make changes. Like, you've got to start somewhere.
Right.
I get it. That person scares you to death.
I don't know if that guy did.
Who knows? And listen, here's another thing. When people give little examples of why someone's rotten or driving them crazy or a narcissist or whatever it is, little examples don't do it. Little examples, people just go, what's that? It's I get that being in that is its own special hell that you feel, you know, it's the whole gaslighting thing where you're just like, am I the crazy one here? And then the next thing you know, years have gone by and you are the crazy one now because you've been in that relationship so long.
Right. So anyway, PSA done, but I did. Right. We got a lot of texts and we didn't really address it. And yeah. I just wanted to say,
we're not trying to minimize anybody's trauma.
Based
that
on
is for
what
sure.
I was told that didn't seem like a whole lot.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. The, you know, a couple little examples, people just go, you sound like you're whining. And then because you're not in it. And sometimes it's hard to put into words what torture you're going through.
Sure. Back to a new poll found the average American spends 6 hours a day consuming content. That includes time spent on everything from streaming and using TikTok to reading books and listening to radio. 6 hours means a full quarter of your life is now spent watching and consuming stuff.
It says books, though. Like, I don't consider that to be like, well, I suppose it is content, but I feel like that's good for me. I'm moving my eyeballs along. I'm, you know, processing information. I'm not just letting information hit me in the face. And then getting super bored with it and moving on to the next thing.
Age matters. Gen Z consumes the most content per day at 6 hours and 36 minutes. I do think one thing I've noticed between Christina and even my kids is they keep stuff on in the background as well.
I don't like
There's
that.
A lot of shows that Christina will say, oh, that's just background noise. Okay. Like, she's not really watching it, but she's also, it's on.
I find that like pollutes my environment.
You know, it's one of those things.
Because I just, if there's a TV on somewhere, I start looking at it. Like even these like screens that have our clocks and the radio signals on them.
I do that too.
I'm like, I just kind of staring at them. And now we screen mirror so that Maddie can show us stuff. And I have to actively look away from that because I'll sit and read those texts. Embarcadero is open. My train just stopped there.
Oh, good.
Says 831.
Good. Oh, all right.
I'm looking right at the text.
Well, we got all that to you as quickly as we could.
We sure did.
So sorry we weren't sooner on that. The average person spends $67 a month on content services. The top ones we've paid for in the past year are Netflix, Prime, and Hulu. Cable's now fourth.
Wow. $67 a month? It sounds low to me.
That does to me as well, but you have to remember the average person doesn't get...
Can't do every single one of them. Not only do we
make our living based on the stuff that we were bringing in, but we... The Bay Area in particular indulges in all that stuff, I think.
Yep.
You get out farther into other areas, they're like...
They're like, no.
I had to pick one.
Right. I have Netflix, that's
Speaking
it.
Speaking of Netflix, don't forget, big fight this weekend.
Oh, I know. I'm really excited about it. Iron Mike is saying he's going to murder that guy. I hope he does.
He did get himself back in shape. But for the record, that's a guy who was losing fights at the end of his career. Yeah. And that's why he retired.
Well, he's also going to make a ton of money. But I like that he's at least acting like he's trying to win. Because we're going to watch that fight. I don't know. Can you see if there's like a big undercard? Like, when is that fight actually scheduled to happen? They're saying 5 p.m. But there's always a lead up. There's always a bunch of stuff first.
Well, and I'm not interested in sitting down and watching them train or the hype. I'm already here. Turn the hype off and fight already.
Well, we got a couple ladies fighting in the other card.
Who are Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano?
I don't know. We'll find out on Friday.
Get it?
It doesn't stop when we're in bed. 79% of young people often or always scroll through their phones and consume content in bed.
Way to not get a good night's sleep.
As I was mentioning, Christina will definitely put on like background noise, a TV show just while she's sitting there. The kids put on stories and listen to stories in bed. And often I'll get up at 3, which is the middle of the night. And
that was me. I'm so sorry. I hit the button. I'm so sorry. You get up at 3 in the morning, in the middle of the night.
Hold on. I got to do my tag.
No,
what's up,
okay.
Everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
So
if they wake up in the night, they put the thing back on.
And it lulls them back to sleep? That's lovely.
Well, I don't know if it's lovely. To me, that feels like it's too... You can't be alone with your thoughts at all?
No.
Sometimes
ever?
Sometimes it keeps you from going to sleep. I really need to be reading or listening before I go to sleep because otherwise you know how that goes. I'm in my own thoughts and I'm like worried about things that I shouldn't. It's something to distract my mind. And a lot of times I'll put on a book I've heard a million times. I'm like not even listening. I just know how this one goes. I sort of listen and I'm gone. I don't have to worry about it.
3 times a month is how often the average American feels guilty for wasting too much of their life consuming content.
Oh, yeah. Everybody feels bad
about
that's,
it. I've tried to tell my kids, too, like, YouTube is designed to keep you on it, and they're good at it.
Yeah.
You'll just keep going, boop.
Oh, look at that. And how about this?
Boop.
And what about that? It's like TikTok. TikTok death scroll is real. I would never get on TikTok anymore. I just don't have time for that.
Rewatching old stuff is almost as popular as new stuff now, even among young people.
Oh.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. 37% prefer rewatching stuff they've already seen.
What percent?
37%.
What are you guys, 9-year-olds?
So over a third.
I get it.
Are hitting play again. I think it's just comfort.
Later,
you know
maybe,
what you're getting yourself into. It's a comfort thing.
I guess. You know
it's
what?
Comfort.
That's true. I listen to books I've listened to because I know them and I don't have to worry about missing anything because I've already heard it.
I go to bed at the office all the time and I've seen every episode a million times, but it's comforting.
Oh, you leave the TV on.
I used to do that with Law and Order.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would put that on and I would just...
But then don't you wake up and the TV's on and now you gotta reach over and turn doesn't
well,
that wake
I
you up?
Well, I used to do that. No, now I didn't. I will not have the TV on and I try not to put on any audio either.
Right.
Because I don't want to be.
Mm.
And they have sleep timers on TV.
But look, that's it comes with the territory for what we do, or at least for me. There's some nights I get in bed and go, it ain't happening tonight. Yeah. I'm just going to lay here. And that's that. Oh, well. There's worse things than being warm and cozy. You know?
I guess. That's why I just have to have a book. But then I actually, you know, these days I hardly ever have a real book. I have it. It's on my phone or on my iPad or something. And I feel like now I'm looking at a screen.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I was born in 86 and had a Teddy Rupskin with a little cassette stories to listen to in bed when I was little. I always have something on, says 510, in the background.
Yeah.
I don't like to be in a quiet house. Sometimes I just have music or TV.
Jane says it's scary leaving at night, too. Because she leaves here at night.
Oh, back to the stabbing.
Yeah, we're scary. We're scared in the morning sometimes. It's just, you know, it's the city. And there's people roving around.
Yeah. Yeah, big city.
You just have to be aware and alert.
We're going to see Jane
ready
today?
For battle.
Jane, are we seeing you today?
She'll write me. She'll write me back.
I made the life-changing decision 6,000 days ago today. One day at a time, life is better than I could have ever imagined. 707.
6,000 days.
Good for you.
That's incredible. That's over 20, well, that's around 20 years. What is that? 6,000. Maybe 15 years. I don't know. Whatever. It's a bunch of years, though. It's a long time.
Yes, Vinny, at some point, personal accountability. Look, I prefaced it by saying, I understand addiction. I do. But you do have to decide what your life's going to be like and chase. And look, and the other part I'm guilty of is if you're a person in a relationship with a celebrity or a singer, I hate to say, but I kind of go star effer first before I think.
Sometimes people don't want to lose the cachet of being, I am in a relationship with Zach Bryan. He's my boyfriend. I'm his girlfriend. Yes, he tortures me at home, but I'm not going to tell you that until after we break up when I'm yelling about it on my Chicken Fry podcast. By the way, it's 16 and a half years. It's 6,000 days.
Oh.
So congratulations.
408 says, I listen to the Calm app with a sleep timer every night. Good. Oh. I mean, that is whatever
Are you
works.
You saying the Calm app does tell you stories?
The Calm app is great. I got rid of it because I got it for my daughter and she wasn't using it, but I enjoyed it.
Is it just telling?
Yeah, it tells you stories, or like, you know, or you can play sound effects, or there's meditations on there. There's all kinds of really, and there's, by the way, I don't want to be given the Calm app like free plugs. There's a bunch of great apps in your phone store that do the same thing with content that allow you to get some sleep. They're voiced very
gently.
Calmly. Yeah. The one I listened to, I told you the one I listened to with LeVar Burton, because he's the Reading Room guy,
Rainbow. Yeah.
Reading Rainbow, but he's also the
Jordy
space
LaForge.
Guy.
Right.
And he's telling a story about you're in outer space, you're in your spaceship, and you've got a blankie pulled up over you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my spaceship, I got an Afghan?
Wouldn't you bring a handmade Afghan with you to outer
space?
Of course you would.
But I'm in my space suit and I got an Afghan on top of me.
Well, if you're in your suit, you're just in your workaday suit. You're not in your outer space suit. You still need something warmy to wrap around you. It's so fun. Tumbling through outer space.
All right. Anyway.
Mm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it my turn? Vinny, I would like you to buy me a Batmobile, please.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.